Kodiak's downtown is swarming with kids in all sorts of costumes.
I see a monkey, ninjas, Superman, soldiers, deer, Pokemon, where's Waldo, bears, a lot of bears.
It's Halloween and a lot of businesses pass out candy between 3:30 and 5:30 p.m. to let kids trick-or-treat while there's still daylight. Brianna Lance is out with her three young sons. She says they're having a great time and thinks trick-or-treating in the afternoon is really convenient.
Well, it gets dark early, and then since this is kind of a limited time, we go down here and then we go through our neighborhood and call it a night. But it's such a safe place down here, and you know, all the businesses take the time to open up their offices for us.
Even though Kodiak's downtown has been taken over by Halloween, some businesses continue to try and serve customers. One of these establishments is the Twisted Whisker, a local barbershop. It has its door wide open to walk-ins and trick-or-treaters. That's where I find Sharon Fish, who came to get her son a haircut and found herself passing out candy while she waited.
Oh, I'm enjoying this. This is great. Seeing all the kids, being able to give them candy.
So how many kids do you think you've seen in 20 or 30 minutes?
Oh, golly. How many kids have been in here?
Oh, I don't know.
Tons.
I never keep track.
Tons of them.
There you go.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
It's not just children who are all decked out. Adults also got into the spirit of the holiday. Brooke Baldwin decided to be a witch this year. She's sitting outside the Alaska Land Title Company office passing out candy.
I've always loved to dress up for Halloween. As you see the parents just dressed up as, you know, as everybody else is hilarious. Like there is a ringmaster.
One of Baldwin's favorite parts of the holiday is seeing the creativity everyone brings to dressing up. But she said one costume definitely stood out this year.
The popcorn. This girl was all dressed up in a popcorn, and she was had melted butter all over her. It was just adorable.
Baldwin says around 200 people have come to get candy from her, and she's not even close to being finished. She says she sees so many people downtown, she doesn't have to worry about passing out candy the rest of the night.
Good job, sweetie. There you go.
In Kodiak, I'm Mitch Borden.